Tibet is known for its mountain peaks and high altitudes and for its people who can tolerate those high altitudes. Well, it turns out there are real genetic differences between Tibetans and those of us who live closer to sea level. And according to a newly published study, those genetic changes occurred over a relatively brief period of evolutionary time. The World Science correspondent Ritu Chatterjee is with us to explain. Ritu, how are Tibetans genetically different from people living in more lowland areas?
Hi, Katie. Well, it turns out that there were certain genetic changes that happened between now and 3,000 years ago among people who had migrated to the mountains in Tibet from the lowlands. And these genetic changes helped their bodies to adapt to low oxygen levels of high altitudes.
But if I moved to Tibet, wouldn't my body eventually adapt too? I mean, how is that different from how the Tibetans have adapted?
Well, Katie, actually, no one really understands exactly how the Tibetans' bodies perform so well at such low oxygen levels. But if you and I were to move to a high altitude place, what our bodies would do is produce more red blood cells, which carry oxygen from the lungs to the rest of the body. But the Tibetans are really different in that despite the high altitudes that they live in, their bodies don't produce more red blood cells.
And is that different from other people living in such high altitudes? I'm thinking about the people in the high Andes.
In fact, yes, the people living in the Andes do produce more red blood cells. So in this respect, the Tibetans are really unique, and scientists have been trying to understand the physiological basis of their adaptation for a while. But we don't have clear answers yet.
This new study seems to be getting a lot of attention. Does it get us, though, any closer to understanding how the Tibetans adapted to their environment?
I'd say a little bit, yes. One of the main findings of the study is that one gene involved in the production of new blood cells seems to have played an important role in the Tibetans' adaptation. So now we know there's a clear genetic basis for the low blood cell count in Tibetans. But the other cool finding is that all these genetic changes that the researchers found seems to have happened in the last 3,000 years or so, which is really rapid in the evolutionary scale. It's the quickest evidence of natural selection in humans that scientists have observed so far. And also, if it weren't for these changes, the Tibetans who moved up the mountains might have died out.
Ritu, you're describing 3,000 years as a really short period of time for this type of change to occur. What's a more typical amount of time for an evolutionary change to occur?
Well, the closest thing that researchers have found for humans is the evolution of a gene for lactose tolerance in some population in Northern Europe, I believe. And that took place over 7,500 years.
Mm.
So
quite a bit of a difference.
Yeah, that's a bit of a jump there.
Ritu Chatterjee is the World Science Correspondent. Ritu, thanks for stepping into the studio with us.
My pleasure, Katie.
We're talking about genes and genetic testing on our website. If you've considered getting your gene sequenced and your risks for various diseases evaluated, we'd like to hear from you. You can share your stories and bring your questions to the online conversation in our science forum. Just go to theworld.org/science.